Let's move on and talk about your next patient, the 65-year-old lady.
So this is a 65-year-old woman now with metastatic hormone-positive breast cancer. When she was first diagnosed, she was treated surgically, was actually treated on the B46 protocol, received adjuvant chemotherapy, and then was placed on adjuvant hormonal therapy. With tamoxifen, she was premenopausal. She was not always compliant with the tamoxifen, and then she recurred a few years after her diagnosis. It's not entirely clear if she was taking her tamoxifen. She was intermittently taking the tamoxifen, but she recurred with bone disease, which is biopsied as ER-positive breast cancer. At that point, this was pre-palbociclib days. She was initially started on an aromatase inhibitor therapy. Upon progression, she received fulvestrant and palbociclib, progressed quickly on that, and then received therapy with capecitabine, developed liver and splenic metastasis while on capecitabine therapy, and then was placed on nab-paclitaxel chemotherapy, and actually had a complete response to nab-paclitaxel therapy with the resolution of her liver and spleen mets, as well as normalization of the FDG avidity on her bone mets on PET scan.
So what's her current situation?
So she's on nab-paclitaxel. She's doing well. She remains without evidence of radiographic disease on nab-paclitaxel. She has some myelosuppression from the nab-paclitaxel because she gets it at 80 milligrams per meter squared, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, but completely functional.
And how long has she been on the nab-paclitaxel?
Ballpark, about 3 to 4 months.
And how long has she had metastatic disease?
2014.
Oh, 2014. Okay. So first, Sarah, in terms of sort of the oncology management issues in this case, I'm just kind of curious what you think about this history. I'm not sure if you have the impression that she has benefited less from hormonal therapy or hormonal therapy slash CDK than the average patient, and has she benefited more from particularly this taxane? Sort of how you see the phenotype of her cancer and the flow of this particular case compared to other patients with metastatic ER-positive HER2-negative disease?
I would say she's fit an average expectancy for what you'd expect for response from benefit from hormonal therapy. So she got first line ovarian suppression and an AI and had benefit, but then progressed and then went on to fulvestrant and palbo before progressing. And usually patients are able to be on a CDK4/6 in combination with fulvestrant for about 9 months before progressing. And then most patients will also do quite well with capecitabine, which I think was an excellent choice here. And then I think now she's on a taxane. She had had previous taxane therapy in the adjuvant setting, but had recurred several years later after adjuvant taxane, suggesting that she may still be sensitive to receiving taxane. I think, you know, one question one could raise is how do you select the appropriate taxane to use in patients with metastatic disease? You know, do you choose paclitaxel? Do you choose nab-paclitaxel? And how does one select those agents? I think one could look at the data from the CLGB study, the trial that Hope Rugo had recently presented an update for at San Antonio, where they compared paclitaxel to nab-paclitaxel and to ixabepilone. And the overall population, paclitaxel seems to do a little bit better. But specifically when looking at subgroups in ER-positive disease, the paclitaxel did do a little bit better than nab-paclitaxel, which was not the case in the triple-negative subgroup where nab-paclitaxel performed better. That trial is a little complicated. It was a first-line study. It was given in combination with bevacizumab. But I think the take-home message from the trial is that both nab-paclitaxel and paclitaxel perform well, but when you look at toxicities, the nab-paclitaxel is associated with a much higher rate of grade 3 neuropathy than paclitaxel. And so I'll say, generally speaking, for my patients with metastatic ER-positive disease, I've tended to use weekly paclitaxel, you know, and I think that could be supported from that trial and from a tolerability standpoint. But this patient actually is doing fabulous on nab-paclitaxel, has not had any neuropathy. She's very active, traveling, and is tolerating therapy very well. They did have to dose reduce slightly just due to count issues, but otherwise she's been doing great.